可以请大家先打开这个小本的般若波罗蜜多心经，第三页，般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界，乃至无意识界，无无明，亦无无明尽，乃至无老死，亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎提嘎提，帕拉嘎提，帕拉桑嘎提，波提梭哈。
啊！啊！这都是新song。啊！啊！啊！简单，简单，啊！So then, the first we do the breathing meditation. So, breathe in, breathe out, then try to focus your mind on the breath. So, bring your mind at the present.
今天呢，我们先要做呼吸观，让我们来先数我们的呼吸，啊，数我们的呼吸进，呼吸出来，呼出，呼吸入，让我们的心呢专念于啊我们的呼吸。
So now, then, visualize the Shakyamuni Buddha in front of you. Try to visualize clear as possible. Then, also, you can remember all six realm sentient beings, all the hell beings, all the hungry ghosts, all the animals, all the human beings, suras, asuras. So try to remember them.
做完了数息观，现在呢，我们观想在我们的前方本师释迦牟尼佛，要观想的越清晰越好。然后呢，我们要意念六道的众生在我们的周围，地狱道的众生、恶鬼道的众生、畜生道的众生、人道的众生、修罗道的众生，还有天人道的众生。
So then now, make this strong wish. May all sentient beings have happiness and cause of happiness.
In 这样的意念的时候呢，我们要发起一个身心，愿所有的友情都能得到快乐，还有快乐的因。
Then, may all sentient beings free from suffering and cause of suffering.
我们还要继续发身心，愿所有的友情都能远离痛苦及带来痛苦的因。
Then may all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering.
我们进一步发身心，愿所有的友情不离散去解脱的真快乐。
Sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment and free from hatred.
愿所有的一切众生能够安住无亲疏、爱嗔的平等之中。
So now, think that, so to have this number of sentient beings, may I quickly become enlightened or become like Buddha Shakyamuni?
Now, 进一步观想，这些无边无际的众生都解脱正道，像本师释迦牟尼佛一样。
So now, so we chant the Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. So that time visualize the nectar light rays come from Buddha Shakyamuni, enter each and every sentient beings, also enter yourself, then purify all the defilement, suffering, pain, you know, totally purify it, so you can visualize that.
以这样的观想呢，我们念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒7次。在念诵的时候呢，也观想本师释迦牟尼佛的心中放出大光明，还有降下甘露水。这些光明和甘露呢，进入了我们的身体，还有所有的众生的身体，净化了我们所有的业障，把我们的烦恼痛苦全部清除。Tayata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Tayata Om Muni
Question. Huh? One or two questions you can ask?
现在大家可以发问。听得到吗？现在呢大家可以发问，有什么问题可以问？一个问题。这里有两只麦克风。有没有人有什么问题？什么问题都可以问。Agnes 有问题是吗？
嗯
，Agnes Nelson， 是啦。CEO。Rinpoche can ask them question.好，这位师兄有一个问题，你可以讲念就好，已经开了。
好，你好，
任不切，
任不切，主席，然后各位同修好，我第一次来，所以我胆敢去问问题，为什么人生当中？我们有些时候会遇到各种的情绪各种的影响，你怎么可以抓到我们的情绪能够去到 平稳呢？虽然我们在修就是一直依靠这个佛陀去加持，但是我们的心不够坚固，有些时候反反复复就在我们脑波里面这样震动，有时能有时不能，所以就是心里面很弱，怎么可以抓到好像很难，有某些法讲得很高兴听不懂，只是紧紧去抓住佛陀所讲的一切，就希望他用怜悯的手来抓住我的手，就是这样，谢谢。
对不起，你的问题很长。对不起，如果我记得的话，就是说我们的情绪呢，有时是反反复复，是不平稳的，所以我们的心有时不是那么坚固了。就是我们听了法，其实我们心要能够定下来，可是我们心不能定。这样有什么方法是可以使我们的心定下来，是吗？
但
有些佛法讲得太高深了，听不懂。
哦、
这样怎么样才能说 靠着佛法来帮助我们了。
对，
大概意思
你有些时候你去送，但是你的心飞走，有些时候能，有些时候不能。你送阿弥陀佛，你送所有的咒，就是抓不紧，就是这样，个心就是很波动。
哦哦，就是你的心不能定下来，你的心他们跳来跳去，跳来跳去，就不是
为受所
有也不会定下来，
为受所有一切的外境，会影响外境影响所有一切，
哦、受外境的影响。OK， this question is about disturbing emotions and a lot of interferences. Because we are saying that we listen to a lot of Dharma teachings. It's supposed to be for our mind to calm down, stabilize, so that we can actually practice. But we find that our mental power is very weak. So sometimes we can achieve that, sometimes we cannot. So, and some of the Dharma teachings are too profound, so we don't really understand. So if we practice simple one, like for example, we chant the names of Amitabha Buddhas, sometimes our mind can calm down, but sometimes we can't. We are very easily disturbed by outer circumstances. So what can we do? How can the Dharma help us like this for people like in this state?
So there's, of course, there's many different methods to reduce our negative emotion. You know, there's many, many methods Buddha teach, you know.
在佛陀的教导当中，佛陀开示了不同的方法，很多不同的方法呢，可以帮助我们减轻我们的烦恼。
So. All the negative emotion, all the mental problem, the mental pain, I mean, actually, is coming from your own mind. You know, so have to understand that it's made by our own mind.
Yeah. 我们所有的烦恼，就是由我们内心所引起的烦恼啊，所感受到的痛苦呢，其实呢，它的根源都是来自我们的内心。
So, yeah, when you think about negative emotion, of course, this is very, very powerful, very strong. We can understand that, you know.Even if, for example, whole day you are happy, you know, going party, nice food, nice holiday, you know, you spend whole day like that. But go back in the home. Just some word said by your friend, parent, some little bit shout, you know. Just one word that destroy, you know, all the happiness, what you enjoy. Everything disappear, you know. That powerful, you know, our word, our emotion is extremely powerful. We can see that everything is disappear, you know.我们可以从很简单的例子来看，比如说呢，可能我们一整天啊，都在外面玩啊，我们有一个参加什么party啊，什么，哇，好高兴，好快乐，有很多好吃的食物啊，或者我们享受什么很多美妙的假期等等，哦，这些我们都好开心，好开心。可是当我们回到家里的时候呢，要是我们的父母啊，或者是我们的朋友啊，讲了一句话，或者跟我们喊了一句话，大声喊了一句话，像我们心里可能就觉得不高兴，像我们整天所感受的快乐呢，就因为那一句话呢，就全部啊，都被摧毁掉了，那就全部都不见了。所以我们可以看到呢，我们的那个情绪啊，我们那个快乐情绪呢，可以因为一句话就忽然间呢，完全消失不见。
So I mean there's many methods. For example, somebody says a nasty word.
You know, one day you're happy, but at the night time somebody says a nasty word. So that destroys your happiness. You know, you become very angry. Just hearing the word that irritates your mind, get anger. But not only that, that's the person I mean like that. But then after what happened, our mind works differently. Why person said this to me? I didn't do this wrong, or this. You know, you have so many reasoning in your mind, you know, supporting that idea, bad, you know, because you're thinking so many things, why you said, what this, you know, there's like never-ending reason, you know, then your unhappiness, anger become stronger, you know, unhappiness also increase, you know, anger increase because of the reason, you know. When you look for the reason, you will find so many reasons, you know. Yourself is perfect, other is wrong, you know. And why you said that to me, you know, there's so many reasons built up, you know. But actually not true, you know. What you think is not true, but your mind makes so much there. Mind story, you know, so much proving I'm right, he's wrong, you know.
我们的情绪的波动呢，当然可以跟着很多不同的因素啊，就是可以让我们情绪波动的方法，如果这样讲的比较白一点，就方法其实是有很多很多种的。可能你白天很高兴，可是晚上呢，只要别人说了一句不中听的话呢，你可能呢就整个情绪呢就起了变化，就翻天覆地的变化。 因为你听了别人这么说，说了一句不好听话，结果呢，你心里呢就会感到气愤，你的嗔呢，你的嗔怒就升上来了。这样你的心里可能就会这样想：哎，我没有做这样的东西了，为什么这个人这么说？这样呢，你的心呢，你的内心呢，就会找出千万种，上百个、上千个、上万个理由来支持你的这个念头。 你就想，哎呀，这个人是不对的，因为什么什么什么，因为这样，因为那样，哒哒哒，第一个理由，第二，第三，所以你的那个烦恼就没完没了了，因为这样的那样的内心的那种过程，你这样去想的话，这样结果你的气呀，你的气焰就更大了，这样你可能觉得，哎。 其实我自己是完全完完全全没有错的，为什么那个人或别人这么说呢？他不应该这样说的，然后他这样说是不对的，因为我很多很多个理由，所以呢，你的内心就找出很多很多个理由来证明你是对的，别人是完完全全错的。So,
so, if you really don't think the reason. You know, what the person says, for example, you are ugly or you are bad, whatever person said, you know. You just see what the person says, just a word. Actually nothing. What person says, ugly or bad, just a word, you know. It's nothing really big deal, you know. Nothing to do with yourself. You know, what person says ugly, you become ugly, not like that. When person says beautiful, you become beautiful. There's nothing to do with that. You know, just a word, you know. You'll be able to see this is just a word. You know, then just let it go. Don't think so much reason, you know. Because our problem is immediately the word here, then we think so much, you know. Why he said that, you know. Keep looking for the reason, you know. So then that becomes very, very disturbing emotion, you know.
所以呢，我们其实是可以这么想的。如果呢，当别人说，举个例子了，哦，你很难看啊，哎呀，你呀、啊、很不好啦，那啊，那等等呢，其实啊，当别人对你说这些话的时候呢，如果你能够这样想，哎，这只是一句话，它没什么的，哦，它没有什么，没有什么特别的意义啊，或者特别的效果。哦，因为当别人说你丑或者这样你不好看的时候，你不会因别人这样说而变得不好看。当别人说你美，反过来说，当别人说你哇、哦、你好美啊，很好美啊，你不会因别人讲了这句话就突然间变得很美。哦，所以别人的话是不可能改变这些东西的，他们所说的话呢，只不过是空的，他们讲的只是空话而已。哦，没有实质的意义。你能这样想的话呢，你的心呢就可以放下来了，哦，所以呢，所以你就没有问题，就没有烦恼了。啊，通常呢，我们烦恼呢会升起，是因为呢，别人说的话，我们把它留在存在我们的心里，慢慢去磨，慢慢去想，慢慢去制造理由，结果呢，我们烦恼就越来越多。
So this is our problem, you know. Just yeah, best not to hear.If somebody says something, best not to hear. No? If you hear, okay, just look at a word, you know, like an echo sound or just a word, you know. So then doesn't disturb much. That, as I mentioned, then don't think so much, why he said that to me, I am good. You know, why he said that, you know. Keep proving oneself is good. You know, then...you find so many mistakes about why the person said that. Then you get more anger and hatred, you know. So that's not good, yeah, so.
所以呢，我们的问题是，我们听了别人的，就是我们听到外境，听到一些东西呢，我们把它收在心里。如果呢，我们只听到别人讲的话，我们帮只是把它当作是一个空的话，好像回声一样啊，回声这样传回来，这样我们就不会想太多。哦，我们不会想太多的话呢，我们的心呢就放得下。啊，我们就放得下的话呢，我们就没有问题，就没有烦恼了。好，我们就不用去想，哎，我是对的，我是好的。这样我们就不用去想很多种理由来证明自己是完完全全对的，哦，别人是完完全全错的。因为如果你要去证明、去想、就找理由的话呢，你的那个嗔火就会越烧越大，这样呢，你的烦恼呢就更滋生了。
So look there, you know how the our emotion become stronger. Yeah, somebody says something. That's just a condition. The main problem is our own mind. We make such a big thing, you know. You know.Our mind is the one who make bigger, you know, the anger, you know, like putting, if there's small fire, then you put oil, you know, more wood, this and that, then fire becomes stronger, like that. So the other person is just a condition. But main problem is from our side, you know, making so many reasons and making this anger very strong, you know.Able to burn yourself, able to burn other people, you know. So become like that. But this really, when you look at it, is totally coming from your own mind. You know, person is just one word, but on top of that, you add 100 reasons. You know, you make 100 reasons there. Then this fire of anger become extremely powerful, you know, able to destroy everybody.
所以呢，我们的情绪啊，那个波动啊，其实是由我们的内心所引起的，所以它呢会变得使我们的烦恼呢变得越来越强。别人说的话呢，其实只是一个外缘而已，它只是个外在的缘。真正使我们的内心啊，那个烦恼火烧起来，其实是我们的心，因为我们的心呢才是主谋，它把它呢那个东西啊放大。所以呢，我们的心呢就好像把这个怒火呢，怎么讲？去煽风点火，去跟它加柴啦、加油啦，使那个火呢越烧越大，越烧越旺。啊，其实别人说了什么、做了什么，它只是一个外在的缘。啊，它使我们的烦恼之盛的是我们的内心去想。啊，所以呢，我们别人可能只说了一句话，可是呢，我们的内心呢、我们的心呢、却想出一百种理由啊。来证明他这句话是不对的，哦，他是错的，我是对的。所以呢，你这样想的话呢，就好像跟他那个怒火去加柴加油，所以他就烧得很大。结果呢，不只是烧毁你自己，也烧毁了你身旁所有的人，全部人都被你烧掉了。所以呢，就中国有句话就说，一把火烧掉功德林，一把称贵火烧掉整个功德林。
How to say that?
No, I add in Chinese word.
I don't understand what Kim was talking.
The anger of fire burned the whole forest of merits. Literal translation.
Oh, okay. So that how works for us, you know, how that happened, you know, how the anger becomes stronger. So it's like that, you know, we all know that, you know, when you think about that, we all know that. Person is just a condition, you know, not big thing, you know, just a condition, but your own mind is the big thing, you know, so this happened for everyone, so... So then this anger arises, then you see the friend, you know, because of this small word, you know, what the person said, then you have this long time friendship, the friend become enemy that moment, you know. Then you have so many reasons there to be, just for one word you have so many reasons, you prove yourself very strongly. And about that, you don't want to talk to the person, you don't want to relate to the person, even don't want to see the person, you know. So this happened, you know. But this, because of all our reason, you know, this totally, one reason is true, but 100 reason is not true, you know, what we think, you know. So because of that, destroy our friendship. This is what happened in our daily life.
所以呢，这个就是我们的烦恼升起的过程，它是怎样升起的，它过程是怎么样的，它最后的结果是怎么样的，它在我们的日常生活中呢是时常发生的。别人对比自己了，别人还有外在的东西啊，这些全部呢都是外缘，就外在的缘啊。可是呢，这外在的缘呢，并不会影响到我们自己，除非我们的内心呢，我们的心呢，啊，去让它有机会去滋长。所以呢，当我们升起这个生气的火，生怒火的时候，生气的时候呢，我们自己会内心会自己跟它加油加酱啊，跟它添火。结果呢，一个很小的一句话，别人讲的一句很小的话，或者一个朋友讲的一句话，很小的一件事情呢。就因为这样的一句话，我们的怒火升起了，我们就内心有了称贵的时候呢，就越烧越大，因为我们把它找出很多很多的理由。别人讲的可能只是一句话，所以一个理由可能是对的，可是如果你找出一百种理由，这样呢，这一百种理由有很多可能就是不对的了。这样呢，因为这样的理由呢， 那火呢，怒火中烧的话，结果就烧毁了你和别人长久的友情友谊。所以呢，长久的友情呢，十多年二十多年就毁于一旦了，就在那一句话里面全部就被毁掉了。所以你可以看到呢，在日常生活中可以看到有些人可能就因此啊，两个人本来是很好朋友，结果就因为这样讲了一句话，结果后来两个人就不讲话了，或者呢甚至呢规定了大家不可以见面，这见面看到就散了。所以这样的事情呢，在我们的生活中呢是时常发生的。
So you can see that, you know, so when you become like that within your own reason, then your mind becomes so negative to the person. Then what you see at the object, nothing good, you know, everything look negative for yourself. When your mind is positive, what the person do, look everything positive. When your mind is negative towards the person, what the person does, even a smile, become negative. You know, it's really true, you know, look like that. He don't mean when he smile, he say hello, he don't mean anything. But what you feel, the negative emotion, you're like that, you see everything negative. Oh, he's not sincere, oh, it's this, or this. Again, you have so many reasons, you know, to be unhappy there, so.
所以呢，当我们的内心呢起了这样的这样的烦恼的时候呢，当我们的内心呢变得，我们的内心呢就会变得很怎么讲呢，我们的心呢就没有那个正面的那个心态，所以我们的心呢是很负面的。所以我们刚好看到外境所显现的一切啊，那个看到那个人啊，那个人做的一样东西啦，你会觉得哎，他做的每样东西没有一样是对的，他做的每样东西呢没有一样是好的，总之无论他做什么他讲什么都是不好的不对的。可是呢，当我们的心态呢是很正面的时候呢，很正面的时候，当我们看到那个人啊，那个人所讲的话啦，那人做的事啦，啊，一举手啦，一投足啊，我们觉得哎呀，都是对的，都是很好的，没有一样是错的，啊，所以呢，我们看到我们的心态啊，其实它就影响了我们呢，我们的那个反应。所以当我们心态呢是负面的话呢，虽然那个人呢，外人，比如说一个外境是一个人，他跟你讲 ，Hello， 你好吗？你会觉得根本其实这没有什么特别的东西，你会觉得咦，他是故意的，咦，一点都不真诚啊，故意啊，他讲了要来气我啊，所以你的他做的每一样东西呢就是没有一样就对了。所以就是我们的心的那个心态呀，就影响了我们。
So here what I'm talking is how our mind makes such a big thingYou know, all the emotion is how we make such a big emotion for ourselves, you know. How we make our negative, you know, even a small unhappiness, but our mind makes such a big, you know. So, have to understand that.
所以呢，这个例子呢，可以清楚的告诉我们，我们的烦恼的心呢，我们这个有染的心呢，如何呢把外在的东西给放大，把一个很小的事情呢变成很大很大的事。
So that's why, so of course there's so many methods, you know, to subdue our mind, reduce our emotion. Yeah, one thing is living in present moment.You know, that's the one thing. Very simple thing is living.
所以呢，我们看到呢，其实要调伏我们内心的方法呢是非常非常多的。其中呢一个方法呢就是专注于现在，或者呢，如果你看很多佛书讲的，就是活在当下。
对不起，因为这个东西要录音的，所以就是你们回家的时候，你看去 ABC 的网站，你可以去打开来再重新听过的，所以我们需要把这个麦给弄好。我的，听到吗？
怎样？
好的。Finish.
Finish translating.
What I'm saying?
Just now you say there are many methods to counter this kind of problems. One of them is living in the present. Just now we talked about 调伏内心的方法有很多，其中呢就是把我们的心念呢原注于现在，就当下这一刻，也就是我们平常在看书会看到的，就是活在当下。
So look at when you heard this kind of sound, unpleasant sound. Okay, just hear. And after that, whatever person says sound is no more there, you know. That's it. You know, you must recognize that. You know, don't keep in the heart. Okay, whatever person say it and disappear. You know. so that's the good way to think. You know, so don't keep in the heart. what the person says, just heard it, that's it, you know.
所以呢，当然，当我们听到不好的话语的时候，我们呢可以在内心上这样讲，我们听到，那听到过后呢，就讲那个人讲的呢，现在已经不存在了。所以你听到那个时候呢，就不存在了，所以呢，你就不需要放在心上了。所以呢，你可以这么想，听到，放下。
So, sometimes good to see the word, what the person said, the word, just understand what's the word, you know. You think about that. It actually doesn't hurt for anything, you know. But your mind believes this hurt me, but actually the word doesn't hurt anything. You know, maybe your ear a little bit painful, you know. Other than you really think it, you know, because your mind thinks it is bad, you know.Believing why he said this word to me, you know, you believe so much on that. But from the words, you know, you think about the word, how the person said word, it's nothing, you know, nothing harming your body, mind, nothing from the words, you know. But your mind believe that, you know, this is bad, what he said to me, you know, your mind, the one who really believe this, then become this problem.
其实有时候呢，我们可以去分析啊，去了解别人所说的话。其实别人只是说了话，只是说了一些话。那其实呢，这个话语本身呢，并不会带来任何的伤害。它可能只是我们的耳朵呢，可能觉得有些痛啊，有些痒而已。其实我们深一层去想，它只是话而已。这些话。并不会带来任何伤害，可是呢，我们的心呢、是我们的心，我们心呢会去相信呢、去相信，哎，这个话呢是真的，它是这句话他所讲的那些话，我们的心呢去分别，去相信呢这个话呢，他讲的话呢，是不对的，是坏的，会是很不应该的。就是因为我们心在去分别，所以呢，我们就起了烦恼。
So have to understand the nature of the world is nothing effective, no, nothing to do for your son. You know, for example, you are very big size, what? You know, oh, you are so big size, or you are so fat. You know, if somebody said that, you know, if your reality you are like that, okay, just accept. You know, that's what to be.You know, I mean, saying the reality. Now, if you are not fat, you are a slim person, say you are fat, I mean, it doesn't affect you, you know. I mean, your thin is thin, you know, your fat is fat. You know, for example, I mean, that's, I'm just giving example, I mean, but our mind works differently, you know, so that's the problem.
这是话语本身呢，其实呢和对你啊，对你其实并没有什么特别的那个关系了。比如说呢，如果别人说哇你很强壮啊，或者别人讲你很肥啊，其实应该你很胖了，你很肥，你故意要气他了，讲哦你很肥啊，其实如果你真的很强壮，或者你真的很胖的话。就是事实，你就接受了，就没有什么东西嘛。如果你不胖的话，他讲哇你好肥呀、你不会因此而变得很肥吗？你还是很胖，你还是一样的，对吗？或者你讲你好瘦啊什么？他其实只是一些话而已，所以他并不会真正的去影响你，除非你的心呢，去执着他讲的那个话。去抓住他的话，去执着他的那个话，然后去起那个分别心。当你有这样的东西的话，你的烦恼就会升起来的。因为每个人的心都不一样嘛，所以每个心都有不同的方式操作方式。
So I'm just give example. Just the word really doesn't affect so much. You know, doesn't make big change for yourself. You know, so just a word. You know, so recognizing that.You know, That's important.
所以呢，仁波切只是给我们一些例子，所以他要让我们知道，其实这个我们心应该知道，这些话语或者别人讲的这些话语呢，并不会真正的去改变你，它不会改变你，你所有有关你的事实。
So like that, then one thing is understand when the emotion, the anger, whatever, you know, remember, it will change. It is changeable, not everlasting. Your mind will change, you know, the anger will change, you know, so like that. So that is one thing, you know, you have some enemy, also always remember, it will change. You know, doesn't remain forever as an enemy. So don't believe that, you know, always hope there is a change, it will change. In even your own emotion, don't believe it everlasting with me forever. So don't think that. It doesn't last with you forever. It will change. You know, it will disappear. Yeah. So that's one thing to recognize.
所以呢，刚才仁波切讲了第一件事，我们要清楚的认识的，就是别人的话语呢，并不会真正的去改变我们。它不会改变我们的事实。另外一点呢，我们要认识到的就是我们所有的情绪的变化，比如说我们的嗔心啊，我们突然很生气啊，很高兴啊，就讲嗔心来讲，它呢是会随着时间改变的。啊，我们学过无常，无常在那边推推推，所以呢，你不会永远不会长长久久哦，一直气到你。哦，气到你死掉，不会。所以同样的，就是说我们的敌人，就是我们认为这个人是我们的敌人，这个人不对的、不好的敌人，他也是会改变的。哦，这样的东西也是改变。他不会说永远都是那个样的，永远都是你的敌人，好像古龙的小说一样啊，武侠小说，世界上没有永远的敌人。啊，所以呢，我们要这一点是我们要清楚认识到的，就是呢，我们的情绪啊，它是会随着时间改变的，所以呢，我们应该认识到这一点。所以我们不要相信，好，我们那样子的情绪和生气呢，它就永永远远的都是那个样子。
呀，说来的，说的，说 ，when you have emotion, when negative mind, unhappy, you know, we believe strongly, you know, oh.It remain with you like almost forever, like that, believing like that. So that's another problem, you know. Always remember, it's temporarily, it will disappear, it will change. So that helps.
所以呢，我们的那个心呢，因为如果你是看佛书，他不会用情绪这个话，因为情绪是比较摩登的了，我们现代人用的。所以我们的情绪的变化，或者我们的心呢，那心呢？他的心的烦恼各种起各种相的，他看烦恼升起的时候呢，我们呢就有这样的一个倾向，我们就深切的相信了，哦，他那个人或者那个外境呢，永永远远都是这样的，他是不会改变的。我们在那一刻的时候，我们有这样的那个执着，所以呢，我们要有正确的认知、正确的认识，我们应该知道这样的。情绪的波动，这样的那个负面的情绪呢，它是会消失的。它有一天有一刻，它是会消失的，它是会不见掉的。
So that, yeah. So always remember, if you think the object give you the emotion, the object you think the object give you the negative emotion, then remember that object is impermanent.Yeah, so this is something to remember.
所以呢，我们应该这样的思维，当我们看到那个外境的时候呢，而内心有所反应的时候，讲我们认为呢，这个外境带给我们烦恼的时候呢，我们就要马上思维，这个外境呢是无常的。
So here again, you really think.Correctly, you know, really apply the advice, you know, such an impermanent, such a how to live present moment. You apply that correctly. Then it's very easy, you know, to remove the emotion, you know. It's very easy. Within second, you can change your emotion, the negative emotion to positive emotion. It doesn't take one day to change, you know, within second. This moment, you are negative. Second moment, you think this way, you know, like this page, like that, you know. In front is negative mind, behind is positive mind. So something like that, you can immediately can change that, if you know how to think correctly, you know, the antidote to the emotion, then it's easy, you know.
所以呢，我们应该有正确的思维，就是我们讲的正念呐、我们应该呢，意念呢，在当众烦恼升起的时候呢，意念呢，佛陀的开示。所以我们应该意念呢，一切法无常，一切法无常。所以呢，如果我们能够这样的正确如理的去思维的话呢，我们很容易就可以调伏我们的内心。所以当我们的烦恼升起的时候呢，我们很快的在那一刹那，在那一刻那一秒，那我们就可以呢思念无常，把我们的内心给调伏下来，而不需要一整天啊。就好像呢，那人不接那手在翻来翻去，就是你看他前面是正面的心态，后面是负面的心态啊。你想一下无常，你就把它转过来了。那这是一个对治内心烦恼的方法。
So here. So one way, training your mind, the easiest one, yeah, compared to body. One way, easiest way to change, train your mind. Just the way of thinking, it will change, you know. But look your body, who play this gymnastic, you know, how they bend, jump. I mean, take year and year to train that, just to train that. You know, changing the mind, one way, very simple. Just way of thinking, it will change.You know?
所以呢，调伏我们的心呢，或者我们看那个佛书是讲寻心呢、就寻伏你的心呢。所以呢，其实呢，它是非常容易的就好像呢，体操选手啊，那翻来覆去，他一下子就翻过来就翻过去了。所以你只需要把你的心呢，当作体操选手一样啊，把心转过来翻过去，从负面的情绪把它转，想到无常放掉，就可以转过来了。当然体操选手需要很多年了要训练了，可是我们的心不需要这样多年，我们一下我们的心的一放下就可以转了。
So like that, so but so like meditation for example, so that help like breathing meditation or meditation on Buddha andMeditation, loving kindness. Of course, there are so many methods to reduce our emotions. So,
当然，调伏的内心的方法呢，还有很多很多其他的方法比如说，我们可以去禅修啊，我们去思维慈心就刚才我们做那个慈心，还有我们的悲心愿所有的有情具足乐及乐因，就修我们的慈心和悲心，来调伏我们的内心。
So here, what I'm saying is to understand all the emotion is coming from your own mind. So this is must understand, not coming from the object. You know, mostly.Almost 99% is coming from our own mind. Our mind made, not from outside. So understand that.
所以呢，我们要了解呢，我们的烦恼是怎么样在我们的内心里面升起的，是不是因为外境影响而升起的，还是因为呢，是由我们的内心自己去升起的？所以呢，如果我们能够去这样的去思维烦恼是怎样升起的话，我们可以发现呢，99%呢都是因为我们的内心呢而升起这个烦恼的。
Yeah, so here I'm saying, yeah,
For us, after all, depend on the object. Yeah? You see beautiful object, you have attachment. You see something unpleasant thing. Yeah, then, you know, I mean, that arise anger, you see some nice thing that for us brings some pleasure, you know. But object is there, beautiful is there, ugly is there, you know, that exists. But beautiful, ugly, nice, not nice, exist. You know, but don't exaggerate for ourselves. So that's the biggest problem. Yeah? Nothing wrong with the object, beautiful object, ugly object, nothing wrong that exists. But problem is we exaggerate. Huh? Correct? Exaggerate. Anyway, so anyway that. So problem is that we make exaggerate. Yeah? Anyway, okay. I think you understand, yeah?
我们的内心呢，会是随着外缘啊，外缘而起烦恼。就是我们自己审视啊，我们去看我们的内心的话，啊，比如说我们看到一个啊，我们的外缘或外境，我们觉得是很漂亮啊，很好看的啦，我们的内心呢就会起贪，就会起贪执。啊，就很执着啊，执着那个漂亮的境界和美的境界。如果我们看到呢，那个外境呢是不好看的、不对的、很丑的话呢，我们的内心呢就会起那嗔，就会起嗔心了啊，就觉得哎，为什么会这样啊？所以呢，其实呢，外境的美、丑、好看、不好看啊，都是存在的。可是呢，它并不会引起啊，它本身呢并没有错。他们有所谓的对错，可是呢，因为我们的内心呢、啊、起了这个分别心，所以呢，我们就会去执着或者起嗔怒的心了，所以呢，我们就把它渲染放大了，因为这样的操作这样的一个过程呢，所以呢，我们就起了烦恼。
So then, because of this super.Impulse, you know, we make so much, even nice thing, then we make over nice, you know, from our mind. Something you see unpleasant, but you make, it's there, but you make super unpleasant, you know, your mind make like that. That's what happened. You know, the attachment disturb your mind, the anger also disturb mind, you know, everything disturb your mind because of how we super impulse.And the good and bad, because of that.
所以呢，我们对境起执，对境起了执着，就可以跟我们带来烦恼。所以呢，外境的，比如说那个外境，你觉得那不好看啊，或者不对啦、啊，这样你的内心呢，因为呢，你的内心就会把它放大，所以它那个本来不好看的，因为你的内心去渲染、去放大，所以它显得更不好看了啊。所以呢，你就更加生气了。所以你当你有生气，当你起了这嗔心的时候呢，你的烦恼就升起来了。
So this is how we live. Our life is like that. How we live, you know, see something beauty that superimpose, and you know, become like that.Then see something unpleasant, we super impulse. Then become unhappy, you know. So anyway, both ways, there's unhappy, you know. So we used to live like that.
所以呢，我们其实呢一直这么生活着，我们现在这样活了，这样多年都是这样的。好，所以呢，我们看到呢那个外境啦不好啦什么啦，我们的内心呢就去渲染、去放大啦。所以一渲染就放大啦，我们就会起嗔心啦，就我们就变得很不开心。哦，所以我们就这样活了很多年了。
So like that. So I mean, yeah. So not easy. So one way not easy. You know, so if we don't meditate, then it's extremely difficult, you know, to change our mind. So here it's necessary to meditate in impermanent. This is the very, very basic Buddhist logic. So impermanent, so that whether you have a strong attachment object, always remember impermanent. Whether you have so much anger to the object, remember impermanent. It's not everlasting. So then that much benefit you get, you know, when you meditate on that mindfulness and impermanent. So so your mind is not, what to call, not too extreme. Yeah.
所以呢我们其实呢是非常这样生活其实是非常不容易的，所以我们也因此可以从这些例子呢看到呢，其实我们是需要去修，需要去调伏我们的内心的。如果我们不去修心的话呢，我们就不能转换我们的心态。所以我们可以看到呢，这个意念，这个无常啊，记得所有的法都是无常的，是非常重要的，它是非常基本，非常重要，而且呢，它是非常符合逻辑的。啊，如果呢，我们的心呢起了这个看到这个外境啊，是美的，是好的，我们起了执着的话，贪着的话，我们就要意念无常。如果我们对这个外境呢觉得哎它不应该是这样的，我们起了嗔怒的话呢，嗔心的话呢，我们也要赶快意念啊，这是无常的啊，这个美的好的啊，丑的不好的，无论是美是丑是好不好等等，这些东西呢都是无常的，它不会永永远远，它不会永远都是这样，它不会长久都是那个样子的。所以当我们起了这个分别心的时候呢，我们要赶快呢把我们的心呢原念于无常的正念中。
So see whatever you see and let it go. You know, you see, let it go. You know, so that's the best way. Don't hold so much. You know, see and let it go. It's impermanent, good or bad. You see, let it go. So that's the best way to reduce your emotion. Because we hold so much. You know, for everything we hold so much. So because of that, you know, our emotion becomes stronger and stronger, you know.
This is so difficult. If we see an outside world, we just say, see, and then we let go.好像很简单哦，啊，所以呢，所以当你看到了，意思就是说，当你看到一个外境的时候呢，无论它是好的不好的，就是你觉得它是好的不好的，或对的或不对的，你不要把它直留在心中，你不要去起这个分别心，就是说你不要进一步去分析去想。所以呢，你看到的时候呢，看到你看到的，你跟自己讲，看到，就是你修的时候就看到，讲两个字。然后就把它放下 ，OK。这样的话呢，你就不会说把这个好的不好的啊，在你的心中啊一直去渲染去放大，这样你的那个情绪，你当你有这个情绪波动的时候，你这个情绪的话，这样你的烦恼呢就会更加大。所以你告诉你自己看到 ，OK， 完了就放下就丢掉啊。
So one thing is like that. So.If somebody harm you, for example, as mentioned before, somebody harm you, so that's another way to think in Buddhist, you know, believing on the karma. So whatever you receive the harm is your own karma, or happening on your karma. You know, if you don't harm, you don't receive harm. You know, this is the law of karma. You know, whatever we receive the harm because of,harm them in the past. So because of that, you are receiving back the harm. So then, if you understand that, you know, karma, then you just accept. When people harm you, just accept. Then think that by experiencing this, you know, taking this problem as a purification, you know, I purify all my negative karma, you know, I create in the past. So if you really think from your heart, so that's the, another best thing to meditate, that emotion doesn't disturb you, that anger doesn't disturb you. On top of that, you're able to enjoy that, you know, person harm you, that you're able to think that you're purifying negative karma, you know. So then, so that's another method, you know.
这仁波切现在介绍另外一个方法，就是当你受到伤害的时候，别人呢伤害到你的时候呢，你可以这样去思维，哎，你可以思维呢啊，佛陀所讲的业果。就你可以这样子去思维想，哎，我现在受到伤害，是因为呢过去世或者过去呢我种下了这个恶业，我造下了恶业，所以呢它的果报呢现在成熟了，所以呢我自己都受到这个伤害，所以呢，因为呢根据佛家所讲的业果的道理，如果呢你没有种下这个业的话，你是绝对不会得到这样的果的，所以你依这个业果的道理。所种下的业呢必定会成熟，所以呢当你受到伤害的时候呢，你就能够坦然去接受它。好，所以呢，所以你的想象，哦，我现在伤害呢，其实我是在净化我过去世所种下或过去所种下的这个恶业，它成熟了，哦，现在终于净化了，以后呢我就不会再受到这个恶业的果报了，所以呢这是另外一个方法。所以呢当你受到伤害的时候呢，你就不会那么生气，为什么是我，哦，为什么，哦，这样你如果明白业果道理呢，你这样去想的话，你就不会起烦恼，甚至有可能呢你还觉得哇太好了，现在业报成熟了，以后我就不用受苦了，然后你就可能会进一步享受这样的东西。
So when you think like this, you know, then you don't blame the person, you know.You don't get angry to the person, you know, when you see that, when you believe in the karma. So you don't blame 100% to the person. The emotion to arise, you don't blame 100%. Instead of your own karma, I made this myself. You know, now it's good to purify it, you know. So you see that, you know, then there's no place to arise anger, bother, you know. Instead of feeling sorry, I hurt in past.
所以呢，如果你能够这样的去用业果的道理来思维的话呢，去想的话，你就会去指责对方。哦，所以呢，当这样的东西，这样的状况发生的时候，事情发生的时候呢，你就可以接受，你可以接受呢，你的心就会哎，其实呢，是因为我过去呢造下的业，现在呢正好哈，我可以借这个机会呢，净化呢我过去造下的那个业障。所以你可能还觉得，哎呀，我很对不起对方啊！现在呢，我终于可以净化了。
Oh, what I'm saying now?
You say you can accept what arises?
I'm answering her or not answering her, right?
上次问仁波切问的，他有没有回答到你的问题 ？All has gone into the head. Very good student. Have gone into the head.
好嘞。Yeah, I mean there's many methods. Of course, this is, you know, how you think karma. So that's the best method to really.Cut off your emotion. Yeah? So that's one thing. One thing is the impermanent I mentioned, meditation, that. If you do well, that's the very, very good. You know, really cut off the emotion. Other than, it's difficult. You know, I mean, it might help you chant some mantra or do some breathing meditation, this and that. It might help temporarily. But it may come back. You know? So, but you really understand the impermanent and karma.Like that, then your emotion totally removed. by that, you know, possible that.
所以呢，虽然呢，我们调伏我们内心的烦恼的方法很多呢，可是呢，Rumche认为呢，如果我们能够思维和明白业果的道理呢，还有意念无常的话呢，它就能够呢，很大程度的减轻我们的烦恼。因为虽然我们可以说哦，当我们烦的时候，我们可以去念佛的圣号轰鸣啊，我们可以去做数息观啊，呼吸，我们可以做这个数息观，这个数息观或者念轰鸣可能可以帮助一些了，把我们的心呢给静下来，可是呢，它并没有根治你这个烦恼。可是当你能够思维业果。明白业果的道理的话，明白这是过去世种下的业的话呢，这样你的心呢就可以完全放下，所以呢，他就可以完完全全的把这个烦恼呢给摧毁。
So like that. So, I mean, reducing emotion, there's many methods, you know. There's when some people have so much emotion, I heard when they get angry emotion.They eat a lot, so they said that help. So some people have so much emotion, then they spend so much money and buy, go shopping, this and that, to distract their mind. You know, then some people have so much emotion, unhappy, they drink a lot, you know, until they're drunk, then they forgot their emotion, you know. So some people take drugs, some people, drink or this and that. So,There are so many methods people do, you know.
我们这边讲的呢是佛教介绍的调伏烦恼的办法了，调伏内心的办法了。这样呢，其实呢，在世界上呢，人们讲，很多人都用很多各种各样不同的方法了。有些人当他情绪波动很厉害，或者很多烦恼的时候呢，他们就大吃啊，吃啊，吃啊，吃啊吃，因为他们吃很多了，结果他们觉得吃了能帮助他们忘掉他们烦恼。有些人就特别啦，去血拼啦，去 shopping 啦，发现买东西啦，买了疯狂购物之后呢，来忘掉他的烦恼。这样有些人就借酒消愁，就喝到自己醉了啊，然后就把烦恼都忘记掉了。这样有些人就吸毒啊，因为吸毒他就感觉到哇，他觉得哇情绪好亢奋啊，好嗨呀，就可以忘掉他的烦恼。所以呢，世间人的方法呢也有很多种。
But none of that works, you know. None of that is works, you know.
可是呢，这个世间的方法呢，只是帮助了一时，帮助不了一世，他只是暂时呢忘掉他的烦恼而已，他并没有解决他的烦恼，也没有调伏他的内心。
So there's, I have one friend. So he has so much difficulty dealing with business problem.Emotion, so much emotion. Then in always night time, he have to drink 2 or 3 bottles of wine, you know, to reduce his difficulties, emotion. You know, he drink, then he forgot, then he sleep. So he said, that's the only way for him, he does that. But he said, problem is morning, when you wake up, problem is come back, you know. You know, only...temporarily sleep, you know, that's all. The morning, even midnight, you wake up because of the worry, you know. So that means those kind of methods really cannot solve your emotion, the problem from the root, you know. I mean, temporarily, for a short time, maybe you can sleep, you forgot, you know.
所以呢，仁不切就是有一个做生意的朋友，这他呢在做生意的时候呢，就遇到了一些问题了，所以时常非常烦恼。所以他晚上的时候呢，通常呢都要喝2-3瓶酒，把自己灌醉。他灌醉了过后呢，他就睡着了。那睡着了呢，他就暂时了，他就忘记了烦恼。可是呢，问题是隔天早上他醒来的时候呢，那烦恼又回来了。所以呢，我们可以看到呢，这些世间人的方法，它是不能根本解决烦恼的。
So all these temporary methods, It doesn't really cut your emotion from the root, you know. So to cut your emotion from the root, I mentioned, really need to think from your mind. You know, what's the problem, how the problem come, you know. So then see that, you know, all this problem is coming, emotion is coming from your own mind, because we label so much, we make so much, you know, behind the object, we make so much. So that's the biggest problem, you know, to understand that.
所以这些世间的方法呢，都是只是暂时的方法，它们并不是根本的方法。所以呢，要从根本上呢解决这方这些烦恼呢，我们就要从内心去思维，去想这个烦恼到底是怎么样升起的，它是怎么样来的，它升起的过程是怎么样的。所以呢，你内心呢进一步去这样思维，去这样。 这样分析的时候呢，你会看到呢，这烦恼呢是由我们的内心呢对外境起了分别心，对外境起了分别执着，这样你就可以呢从内心上去根本解决这个烦恼。
So, you can see that very clearly. All this our mind made, our own mind made this behind the reality. You know, it doesn't exist, you know, behind the reality. You know, we made up all this idea. You know, not only that made up, but we believe, you know, how we made, how we believe, 100%, you know, like that. This is like this, you know. Your mind made, not in reality, but your mind made like that. Then not only that, you believe that, you know, become, this is like this, you know. So then this is the root of the emotion, the problem, you know.
如果我们深一层去思维去分析的话呢，我们就可以知道呢，我们的烦恼呢都是由心造的，烦恼由心造。所以呢，在所有的事实的背后呢，你去分析的话， 其实都是因为我们的内心呢起了分别，起了执着，所以呢，我们相信了，我们100%相信了，哦，它就是应该这样的，这事情发生其实是应该是这样这样的，哦，所以呢，我们这样去分析，哦，起了分别心，然后哦，它是这样这样的话，然后我们相信它本来就是这样的，所以呢，我们的烦恼它的根本就是这样来的。
So, here I'm talking about to understand your own mind, how our mind makes behind the object, you know, not in reality, more than the reality. How our mind makes, to understand that, must understand that.
所以我们应该去分析，去了解我们的心呢，是怎么样的去造作的。 就是说，摆在我们眼前的事实，我们看到的只是事实的表面，在事实的表面的背后呢，其实呢，我们的内心的那个操作，我们内心的那个分别呢，我们应该进一步去分析。So,
just give the for example, if you are a parent. Then you have children, you know. Yeah. So again, for example, if you have children, we believe, you know, the children is permanent, oh, cannot die. We have this belief, oh, until old age, before young cannot die. We are believing that, so much believing on that. You know, it's like a permanent, you know, cannot die like that. Cannot sick, cannot die like that. We have this strong belief. So this overall reality. You know, reality, of course, that can die anytime, can sick anytime, can disappear anytime. You know, in reality is like that. Nothing permanent. You know, that's, for example, dead, dying, is there's no age limit. There's no reason for There's no kind of you're sick, you're healthy, you die, you don't die. There's no differentiating. Young or old doesn't matter. When the time is come, your karma is finished, it doesn't matter, time to go. You know, if you really understand that, then of course anyone pass away. For example, I'm saying this, if you really understand that kind of reality, then of course anything happen. You just understand this, the reality, you know. It will be sooner or later will happen. So there's nothing much, so much emotion there, you know. Disturbing emotion doesn't arise. If you understand that. Because we don't understand that, we believe, oh, cannot, you know, cannot happen this. You know. So because of that, we have all different emotion, you know. So, but you understand the reality that emotion is less. Yeah. Just to accept it is like that, you know.
Rinpoche 再举一个例子，如果呢，我们是为人父母的话呢，我们有孩子的话呢，通常呢，父母呢的内心里面都会这样想，这个孩子呢是长长久久的都会在那边的，他们永远都是你的孩子，他们是不会死的，因为呢，你就相信你的孩子呢，其实是你先走了过后，他们才会走的，所以他们会在老了过后呢，然后才会死掉的。所以我们的内心里面呢、啊，内心里面的内心呢、啊，就深深的这个相信呢，我们的孩子呢是不会生病的，所以呢，他们也不会因为生病而去世的。可是呢，事实正好相反，事实是呢。我们的孩子无论是任何人，他呢都是会老死，他们都是会死掉的，他们都是会生病的，他们都是有一天呢会从这世界上消失的，没有任何一样东西呢是长久的，就算死亡它是没有年龄的限制的，说你没有达到这个年龄你不可以死，你要留在那边，它是没有这个年龄限制的，还有我们的健康啊，健康状况啊，或者是生病啊，它也是没有这样的限制，年龄限制的。所以呢，不管是年轻的人，或者是老人，只要是自己的时间到了，就会走了。所以呢，这个是我们生存的在这世间的世事的真相。如果我们的内心里面呢，能够如实的去了解这些真相的话，我们就能够接受所发生的事情。所以呢，当有事情发生的时候呢，我们呢就不会起烦恼，我们就不会去执着了。可是呢，因为我们的内心里面呢，去相信了很深很深的一种强烈的信念呢，相信着，哎，其实我们的孩子是不会死的，他这样的东西呢是绝对不会发生的，所以呢，当有这样的东西发生的时候，这样的事情发生的时候呢，我们就会有很多的烦恼，我们就会很情绪的波动就会很大。如果呢，我们了解事情的真相的话呢，我们的这些烦恼，我们的情绪的波动呢，就会比较少，所以我们就能够接受啊所发生的事实。
So that's why, you know.Very beginning, Buddha said, all the compounded phenomena is impermanent. You know, so Buddha said that. So also Buddha mentioned, when there's the birth, there is the death. You know, birth, death come together. There's no separation. You know, these two come together. If there's the death, birth, there's the death. So like that. So.Then also you mentioned that there's gathering, then there is the separation. So gathering, separation come together. You know, you're accepting, you're happy with the gathering, you should happy with the separation, because this come is the package, you know, this two come together. Huh? You know, package, this two come together, birth, death in the package together.There's no separation.
所以呢，佛陀呢，在很多佛经上呢，都有这样的开示，所有的合合法都是无常的，合在一起因缘合合的，他们都是无常的。所以呢，有生必有死，有相聚呢必有分离。所以呢，这个生死这相聚分离呢，他们好像是个配套来的，他们是一起来的。
So like that. So I mean, it's like that. So Buddha mentioned that. So yeah, but we need to think that. We need to meditate that. We need to think again and again. Meditate. And you really understand. Then, yeah, that time you will know how that reduce emotion. You know.
所以呢，我们需要啊。需要根据佛的开示呢，去这样的思维，这样的去修，这样的反复的这样的去观修，直到呢我们真正的了解这样的事实，这样呢我们的烦恼呢就可以减轻了。
OK, I think too much, yeah.So one more, I think we don't have much time to reach. You ask one more, I stop after 10 minutes, yeah.
One more question, is it?
Yeah.
大家还没有问题呢，今天还没有讲到十二余年。所以就让大家问问题好了。我们还有大概20分钟，所以还可以接受一道问题。
Yeah, anything you can ask? Huh?I supposed to talk to a link, but did you?
所以大家还没有问题呢。仁波切讲，今天呢，他本来是要开示这个十二缘起的，可是还没有来得及开示。
Yeah, ask one more.
来，所以大家可以再多问一道问题。There's no lesson next week, right? 仁波切 ，no lesson next week.Because it's supposed to be a thousand offering.
Yeah.
下个星期呢，我们又休息一天，因为下个星期我们有个法会，因为在这个时间这个、段时间是藏历的新年，藏历的新年是一个很殊胜的日子，是佛啊很多神通的那种日子，所以呢它是非常殊胜的，所以下个星期天我们在这里举行这千供法会。两点千供法会，所以欢迎大家出席，所以就没有开示，后个星期才继续十二缘起的开示。
So as mentioned before, yeah, with this wheel of life, I mentioned the wheel is held by this fearful what called I don't know, Superman, I don't,
Superman,
and Superman, you call Superman, what is this fearful, yeah, hold by. This, so as mentioned before, so this is to understand, you know, your life is in danger, always in the danger, you know, going to die anytime. So that, the meaning of that, you know, he's holding with his teeth, hand, you know, so once we take a rebirth, so we can die anytime. So that's to understand that. So when you see that, so that's the meaning, yeah.
所以在这个十二缘起的教导中呢，他们有一个图画，就是生命之轮呢、大家有没有拿到呢？所以你可以看到生命之轮呢，生命之轮呢，其实就有这个六道轮回。然后你看到其实有一个恶魔，因为为什么讲的恶魔呢？它应该是死亡的恶魔吧？你应该看到它有两根利牙，它利牙咬住那生命之轮，还有它的利爪，然后抓住这个生命之轮。所以呢，他就告诉我们呢，他是一个用一个图画的那个形象啊，来告诉我们，我们的生命呢其实是非常脆弱、非常危险的。那随时呢，我们都会从一道呢轮回到下一道去。所以我们看这个图画的时候，看到这个恶魔咬住的时候，抓住这个轮的时候呢，我们应该这样的去思维。
So like that. Then last time we mentioned also then. very middle. So that's the three different animals. So I mentioned that symbolize the three poison, the ignorance, attachment, anger. So symbolize that. That is the root of our problem. So that.
在这个图画的中间呢，你看它其实讲生命之轮，其实它有很多轮子的。那中央的那个轮子呢，我们可以看到呢，有三只动物，三只动物就是猪、蛇还有鸡，就三只动物。这三只动物呢，是代表它们代表了我们的三毒。什么三毒呢？指的就是我们的贪、嗔和痴的一个心呢，就贪的心啊，嗔的心。还有吃的这个信念，所以呢，它就是我们的根本烦恼。
So like that, so you can see like that. So the pig, symbolize ignorance. So here, as I talk today, so without not knowing the reality very clearly, so because of that, anger arises, attachment arises. So that's the meaning of that, you know.In daily life, because of our ignorant mind, we don't really understand, you know, the reality. So because of that, we get anger. Because of that, we become attachment, you know, attachment arise. So that leads to the problem, you know.
所以呢，它轮回当中呢，这三种动物，第一种动物呢，猪，它代表的是愚痴，我们的愚痴无明。这愚痴呢，指的是我们不了解事物存在的真相，它们是怎么样存在的？因为呢，我们不对事情的真相不了解的话，所以呢，我们就会很容易产生这个贪的念头、嗔的念头或贪嗔痴。所以这痴指的就是不了解。不了解事物的真相，所以在我们的日常生活中呢，因为对真相缺乏了解，所以呢，我们很容易就由这三毒引发，所以有贪啊、嗔啊，所以呢，它就造下了很多很多的问题，造下了很多的业。
So like that, then I explain the circle, the second circle with white and black. So because of these three poison, then we do.We create so many different. We create karma, you know. So it's a good karma, the virtuous karma, the bad karma, the negative karma. You know, we create these two things. So that's why one is white, one is black. You know, these two sides.
由这个三毒引发，由贪念引发啦，由嗔念引发啦，或者由痴啦不明白事物存在的真相引发呢，所以呢，我们就造下了业。我们造下的业呢，有些呢是善业，所以呢，它就由这个白色的部分来代表；有些造下呢是恶业，可以把我们带到恶趣去的，所以呢，它就由黑色的这个部分代表。所以呢，第二个圆圈呢，就你可以看到呢，它就分成白色和黑色两个部分。所以白色代表白业。黑色代表黑夜。
So there you can see some picture, you know. So at the white side, you know, that nice dress and facing upward, you know. So that means, you know, you have good karma, so able to have, you know, good rebirth, you know, more happy life. So you see the black side. I think the picture even they don't have clothes, you know. Without clothes, you know, like going downward. So that means you have so much negative karma, so that.You have to suffer, so you're going down, you know, so like that.
当我们造下呢这黑白业的时候呢，我们就会感受到，黑白的果报。就，比如说呢，在这个左边你看到这个白色，这个白业了。白业上面第三个圆圈呢，你会看到呢，因为造下了这些善业呢，所以呢，他们这些人呢，这些众生呢，就感受到了善的果报。所以呢，他们在未来生呢，他们就可以投生到善趣去。所以这个善趣呢，也可以看到呢，哇，他们好像丰衣啊、足食啊，穿着很漂亮的衣服啊，有很多享用啊。这是因为善业造下善业所带来的善的果报。所以你看看那个右边黑色的部分，因为呢造下了由三毒造下了黑业，就是恶业，所以呢来世呢就感受到。 恶的果报。所以你看他图画，那三个图画，那三恶道里面的图画呢，你可以看到那些众生呢，投身到三恶道的众生呢，没有衣服遮蔽啦，然后呢被火烧啦等等啦，所以他感受到很大的痛苦，这是因为由造恶业所感受到的苦的果报。
说了，So if you have this good karma, so you create good karma, bad karma, through these three poisons. With good karma, we create these three poisons. So in bad karma, what we do from three poisons, we collect that. So after you have this karma, then where you go, you know, after death, where you go, so that's symbolized, that's the third round. So they divide into five here. Some picture you can see divide into six realm, but here this picture you see divide into five. You know.
所以呢，当我们有了这三毒啊，这根本烦恼三毒之后呢，由三毒引发，我们造下了善恶业。造了善恶业之后呢，我们那一生死亡过后，就由我们造下的善业或恶业的力量啊，牵引着我们，让我们投生到善道或者恶道去啊。所以就看到了这个第三个圆圈，就造了业之后死后投生到哪个地方去。这样呢，我们通常讲就投生到六道去，可是这个图画里面呢，他就把它浓缩为五道，所以你会看到五个地方，五个处所。
So like that. So you have to take one of this place, you know, when a bad karma, heavy negative karma, then you go down, like animal realm, then hungry ghost, hell realm, you know, you go down, this, so you take this one of the place. So you have good karma, you create a lot of virtuous karma, good karma, so you go to take this human realm and God's realm. So you divide into two, then human and God's realm, you know, you can.Able to take these two places.
So, 当我们造下恶业，尤其是造下很重的恶业的时候呢，就是这个黑色的部分。所以呢，我们这一生完了过后呢，我们就投生到恶道去。所以恶道呢，你就会看到呢，投生到畜生道，就动物了，或者他们看佛经叫旁生道，就是畜生道，或者恶鬼道，然后没有东西吃啊，你看他们大肚子那边走来走去，拖来拖去，所以这恶鬼道，或者是地狱道，你看到地狱的火在烧的。所以这是投生，就造下恶业投生到恶道。如果你造下的善业的话，就白色的那个部分。所以这一生过后呢，由善业的力量的牵引呢，你就会投生到善道去。所以这里只有两个善道，就是你可以投生为人或者投生为天人。
So like that, huh? So. So like that. So here the advice is, because we don't want suffering, we want happiness. You know, so therefore, so we don't want suffering, then don't create negative karma. If we want happiness, then create virtuous karma. You know, the advice is that.
因为呢，我们都不想要得到痛苦呢，所以呢，我们就不应该造下恶业。因为呢，我们都想得到快乐，所以呢，我们应该呢努力的去造善业。
So that one, so like that, so we stop here. So,
所以今天呢，我们开始就到此。
哎，
啊，不用收，不用收。
嗯。
如果十一还没有拿到张图画了，等一下可以跟我拿，这里还有。
OK, do the dedication.
现在呢，我们就来做回向。请用这本比较厚的那个小本子，这日常诵文的法本，请打开32面。32 愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速升起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是。未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚。未行普贤行，我亦如是，将此善根这个皆回向。
OK，Thank you。
OK， 谢谢大家。请把这些坐垫啊什么放在原处哦，不用收。因为等一下呢，在4点的时候，我们这里将会有度母法会。下个星期我们休息，后个星期我们再继续开讲12缘起。那下个星期2点在这里呢是千供法会，欢迎大家出席。